Now there's nothing like a walk in the woods to take in the wonders of nature here in Wisconsin. There are lots of hiking trails and nature paths to explore throughout the state, but it's almost equally important to know where not to walk.
Joining us to help us identify poisonous plants that are commonly found in Wisconsin is Vijay Pandian. He's a horticulture educator for the UW Extension in Brown County. Vijay, welcome back to Central Time.
Okay, thank you.
Well, lots of hiking and biking going off the beaten path this summer. What is the most commonly found poisonous plant we're likely to come across in the woods?
Well, this is a great time of the year that we like to, get outside and do some adventurous stuff, either camping, hiking, or kayaking and things like that. But oftentimes, when we stroll through some wooded areas, we'll come across a lot of poisonous plants, and quite often we don't know most of them. And I think, one of the common ones are the cow parsnip, and it kind of looks like a leaf looks like kind of like a giant maple leaf, and has a tall flower head that looks like Queen Anne's lace, except the flower head is a little bit larger than Queen Anne's lace. Poison ivy, which is one of the most common ones. It has leaf of trees as a compound leaf, and the middle leaf is slightly larger. That's another common one. Wild parsnip, maybe if you go for a biking or anything along the roadside, you will see it typically. At this time of the year, they have a yellow color flower head that resembles like a Queen Anne's lace, except it's yellow. That's very common at this time of the year. Plus, there are some couple of other ones like stinging nettles. If you kayak around moist areas nearby, if you do see a narrow-shaped leaf, which has a lot of the stinging hairs along the stems as well as on the underside of the leaf, those are mostly stinging nettles. And a cousin of the stinging nettle is the wood nettle. They have more of a broad, oval-shaped leaf. And these two plant species, stinging nettles and wood nettles, are commonly found in the moist, damp areas. So if you kayak or if you camp nearby the lake, you'll typically find these things too.
Well, Vijay, going back to wild parsnip, I understand it has a long tradition in Wisconsin. What about the sap getting on our skin? What does it do to us?
Yeah, wild parsnip is an invasive species in Wisconsin, and every year it's been spreading so crazily around, and you will typically find it along the roadsides, prairies, these things. Now, it has a toxic sap called solarin, and this sap, you can find it actually along the leaves, stems, anywhere. So if you, in case the sap gets in contact with your skin, it causes some severe rashes and blisters. And especially if your skin is exposed or the sap has been exposed, to a bright sunlight, then, it's going to aggravate the pain. So if you do get into contact with the sap of this wild parsnip, it's best actually to move to a shaded area very quickly and put up a moist, damp towel on those infected skin right away.
It seems that we get schooled on poison ivy at an early age to stay away. Is poison ivy still very easy to come by here in Wisconsin?
Oh, yes. Especially this year with all the rain that we got, I think we're seeing a lot of poison ivy, actually. In fact, when you go for a walk in a park or in wooded areas, you will see quite a bit. The poison ivy, it can grow like a more like an erect shrub or maybe kind of like a vine type. But you can spot it very easily. It has a leaf of three. Now, the tricky thing about the poison ivy is that some of the leaves doesn't look same. They have some little bit of differences, actually, on the leaf shape and texture. Some of the leaves may have some sort of like a tooth to it, and sometimes they don't. And some of the leaves may have a little hair to it, and sometimes they don't. So if you do spot any of the plant which has like a three compound leaves, but the middle leaf seems to be slightly larger, it's best to stay away from them. And these poison ivy from the roots, until the leaves and stems, they also have, a poisonous sap. And that is called eugenol. That is a chemical compound called eugenol. And that also causes some rashes and blisters, you know, if you do come in contact with the sap.
Talking right now with Vijay Pandian. He's a horticulture educator for the UW Extension in Brown County. We're discussing poisonous plants that we find here in Wisconsin. Vijay, how should we treat ourselves, or what should we do when we come in contact with these poisonous plants, such as poison ivy? What should be our way of reducing what is going on with the poison?
Well, that's an excellent question. The first thing is that try to ID the plant if you can, or maybe take a photo shot, actually, using a smartphone and send those photographs to your local county extension office and get it ID'd. Because once you know what the plant is, then probably you can take some necessary precautions in how to handle it and how to manage it safely. And second of all, you know, when you're walking into unknown territories, you know, in the woodland areas, okay, or in your park, make sure to wear a long sleeves, shirts and shoes and boots so that your skin is not exposed, okay? The third thing, probably, especially with dealing with a poison ivy and things like that, if you're doing some management, make sure to wear a long, thick rubber gloves, actually, and put those in a pulled-out plant into a trash bag, and then you trash it. Make sure to wash those contaminated clothes, actually, in a separately. Don't mix it along with your regular type of clothes, okay? And also, you know, when you're digging these plants, you know, you may use a digging fork or a shovel or even like a, you know, handhoe. Make sure to, you know, clean those garden tool equipments right away after you dig this poisonous plant, because you don't want to actually, you know, have those saps, you know, stay on those equipments, and then you use it later on for some other gardening purpose and get in contact with those staff again. Now, one thing I also like to suggest is that, you know, it's always good to carry some moist or, you know, towel along with you all the time. Just in case if you do get into contact with these kind of sap, you know, immediately, you know, put those, you know, moist towel on the infected skin area and move to a shaded area. And if you do get some severe rashes and blisters, you know, contact your doctors right away and get some medical attention.
Vijay, my grandmother always wanted to put calamine lotion on me. What about calamine lotion?
Certainly you can use that. You know, if you do have some, you know, minor blisters and rashes, certainly you can use those calamine lotions too, and those things also help, yes.
Are there any other ways we can avoid these plants as we go on our adventures this summer?
Well, you know, most of these plants are native species, actually, and they use these chemicals as a defensive mechanism. Unfortunately, you know, we can't completely avoid them, but one thing we can do, we could try to, you know, get to know these plants by properly IDing it and trying to stay away as much as we can and take some all these precautions, you know, if needed. Or you talk to your local parks department and see, you know, what is the presence of these poisonous plants in this particular park or wooded area, and get to know and try to stay away from those territories as much as you can.
Well, Vijay, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting me. Appreciate it.
That was Vijay Pandian, horticulture educator for the UW Extension in Brown County. And we've been talking about commonly found poisonous plants in Wisconsin. You can see the full WisConText article with photos and descriptions of those plants over on the Central Time Facebook page.